This is the National Program, Pacifica National Programming Committee. And my name is Nancy Saibar Natitomi, chair. And I will start. We are now, December 13th. Oh, it is. Okay. December 13th, 2020. It is Sunday. It is 1:44 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I will call the roll. Let's see. Janine Ecker from KPFA. Janine, I do not hear you. Sabrina Jacobs from KPFA. Sabrina Jacobs, I do not hear you. From KPFK, Oscar Uyova.
Present here.
Oscar present. Okay. And KPFK, Paulina Vasilius.
I'm here.
Paulina present. And WBAI, Jack Divine. Jack, I do not hear you. Sharon Salam from WBAI.
I'm here. I'm here.
Sharon is present. Sharon is present. Ralph Pointer.
Ralph here.
Ralph is present. Okay.
Ralph here.
Ralph Pointer is present. KPFT, Wally James. Wally James, I do not hear you. Nancy Saibar and I told me I'm here. Stanford Weinman. Sandy, I do not hear you. Next is WPFW, Lucille Perez.
Here.
Lucille is present. And Thomas O'Rourke.
Present.
Thomas is present. And WRFG, Heather Gray. And Heather had contacted me earlier today that she cannot attend. Okay, so we've got Oscar, Paulina, Sharon, Ralph, Nancy, Lucille, and Tom. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We've got 7. We've got quorum. Quorum is established. Okay, and let's see the agenda. Now, the November 22 and the December 6 meetings I sent to you this morning, so let's put off or postpone approval until the next time or later. And let's go into the agenda. Does anyone have something they would like to put on the agenda that you don't see there or you want to add? Anybody? Please be thinking of agenda items, because don't just, you know, you don't have to do what just I put on the list. You know, we can make add things. No? Okay. The first motion, is this all right, this agenda that we have here, a motion on extending the, including some more volunteers and people in the station's listserv. That's the motion one. And then motion two is by Sharon Salam. It's for a new design of the local station board program committee. And number three, I put bilingual programming, and that we might discuss starting with Informativo Pacifica and maybe expand it to 1 hour with English translation. And number four is the high school students project that we were discussing last time. How to answer the problem of authority and, authority and the reach out person. Okay. So shall we, does anyone want to move to approve this agenda, or would you like to add something to it? Okay. Does anybody want to approve the agenda? Thank you, Lucille. Okay. Is there any objections? Hearing no objections, shall we start? Okay. This motion to include the into the station listserv, the IED or ED, and the engineers, the programming crew, let's see, LSB, and the development director or coordinator, and the membership director or coordinator. Am I leaving anybody else? And am I leaving another position out that I should put in? Okay, on the programming crew, shall we change this word, just take it out? Thomas, what do you think? Yeah, I think you were saying something about programming crew, we don't need to put.
Yeah. I agree with Thomas.
Okay. We'll yes. Who's that?
Nancy Thomas.
Yes, go ahead.
So I put so the list of people should read or at this point, one, the IED or ED, two, engineers, three, LSB, four, programmers, comma, both paid and volunteer. And then I would just get rid of eight and nine, which is volunteer programmers and paid programmers, and redo the list. So you end up having, and then five continues membership director or coordinator, outreach director or coordinator or committee, development director, coordinator, or committee, in addition to the already PMB-approved motion on get rid of that, right? In addition to the already PMB-approved motion on a station listserv, which included... We don't need that language, right? That's a... Right?
Well, I didn't hear the few seconds before all right. What did you say?
Getting rid of, you have a line in here after the seven, development director, coordinator, or committee, comma, in addition to the already PNB approved motion on a station listserv, which included, get rid of all that.
Well, there's a problem.
So it reads development director, coordinator, or committee.
Well, okay, there's a problem. We've gotten a lot approved by the PMB, and I don't want to discount that because there was objection by some, and I like to keep that was passed.
Well, this doesn't say that. I don't know what this says. In addition to the already PMB-approved motion, is there a better way to say that?
Well, yeah.
Or included in the... In the text at the top, whereas communication through a listserv at each station is considered vital to the station's work, this listserv should include or must also include, and then you could, but you could add a sentence that talks about the PNB has already approved, the PNB itself, not the programming committee, has already approved something. So what is it they approved? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. Maybe you can tell us, Nancy.
Okay,
and we can figure out a way to say that.
Okay. Our first motion had number 8, 9, 10, 11. Just the volunteer.
Exactly.
And the
exactly.
And the GM and the PD. And the PD. All right. So 8, 9, 10, 11 was in that first motion that passed. And so I don't really want to say... Forget about the motion we passed. This is a new one. I don't want to do that because I don't want to take a risk that this might not pass for some other reason. So I would like to just put the important thing first that we want to instead of include, add, maybe we should put, must also add the IED and the ED and the engineers and the LSB and a skip programming crew, and the membership director, outreach. Now, is there any problem with committee, like outreach committee? Because these are people that are not LSBs, and they can join the outreach committee, and the development committee, too. You don't have to be a LSB to be those committees, and that they would also be in the loop. Does anyone have any kind of problem with that? Well, if you think of one, let me know. In addition to the already approved motion, which included this.
Nancy.
So at the Yes, who's that?
This is Paulina.
Uh-huh. Oh, Paulina, go ahead.
Yeah, so I presented the motion that was worked on that you're referring to. I presented it, and that's when, you know, it was, in fact, approved. I just wanted to mention... sorry, I'm a little under the weather. If you... if we present this motion and it doesn't pass, that does not in any way affect the previous motion. I believe, you know, it doesn't get rescinded. That's most planned. So it's just a matter of then implementing it, right? Following up, and then I think I've seen you follow up with our IED on that. So it's great. But in any case, I would not worry about somehow having this motion impact the one that was already passed. The one that was passed is passed and is done.
Well, yes, but I mean, there are sometimes motions that are made, say at the very end, this will be more important, or this will cancel out any previous motions regarding this subject, blah, blah. I have seen motions do that, but I don't want us to make a brand new motion. I want us to just build upon the motion that was already passed. So.
Well, you know what? Could
we see the language of that motion then?
Okay, let me look for it. Okay, who wants to talk and while I'm looking?
Somebody else. No, I was just going to say the same thing that he said. Maybe if you just read through what has passed, because many of us may not have been here when it was passed and don't really, you know, would like to hear it.
Okay. Okay, I'll be looking. Does someone else want to talk? Let's see. Okay. If that's the only thing, let me see. I'll go look for the other motion that did pass. I'm sure I can find it.
Nancy, I was going to recommend that, as I was saying, hello, this is Thomas.
Yes, this is Thomas. Go ahead.
Well, just if you... if that list where it, instead of programming crew, you said programmers, paid, and volunteer, then you'd eliminate 8 and 9, volunteer programmers and paid programmers, and then 8 and 9 becomes the general manager, and, you know, 9 becomes the program director or IPD.
Okay,
that's
Thomas,
all.
I'm not clear enough. What I'm trying to tell you is we already passed the PMB already approved the motion in which the volunteer programmers and the paid programmers, the GM, RIGM, PD, and IPD, were included. So what we're adding is not the paid and volunteer program. They're already approved to be on the listserv. What we're adding is the ED number 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7. That's what we're adding.
Okay, all right. Then forget what I said. All right.
Okay. We'll just take out programming crew, and maybe instead of saying must also include, whereas communication through a listserv at each station is considered vital to the station's work, okay, this is not done. The PMB programming committee recommends to also to add to this listserv 1, 2, 3 5, 6, 7. And let's see. Does that sound better? And at the end I have put that the programming committee recommends to the PMB to instruct the IED to direct the GMs and IGNs, PDs, IPDs to create, maintain a station current listserv. Oh, I got another A, a typo in there. And stop all listservs for only paid programmers or for only volunteer programmers. And the creation and maintenance of this listserv be added to the GM, IGM, or PD and IPD job descriptions. What do y'all think about that? Because if it's in the job description, it's added to maintain this line of communication, then that gives, you know, more support for getting it started. Because I don't think any of the GMs have started it yet. I haven't heard anything. Okay, let me see if I can work on this motion and reword what needs to be reworded. And in the meantime, Sharon, would you like to motivate your motion?
Has everybody read it?
Has everybody had a chance to read it? It's about...
Yeah, I read it.
Yeah, about four paragraphs, or maybe five. Has anybody not gotten it yet? Let me know, so we send it.
Paulina here, I haven't done so yet, but I'm reading it now. I just suggest that that Sharon read it out loud for the benefit of those who might be listening and now or listening later to the recorded stream.
Oh, good idea. Yes. Good point.
That might be a good idea if I could find it.
Okay.
I'm not very computer good. And I'm still working with this new phone.
Did you get the agenda that I sent? Because it's in the agenda.
I don't think I got the agenda.
Okay, let me see. When did I send it? I sent it at 128. Wow, very very soon. Recently, 128.
Thomas has the agenda. Thomas, could you read it for us, please?
Yeah, sure. The motion. Your motion, Sharon.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Motion for local program committees. Whereas the primary product of a broadcast organization is its programming, and whereas the Pacifica Foundation bylaws expressly require each local station board to work with station management to ensure that station policies and procedures for making programming decisions and for program evaluation are working in a fair, collaborative, and respectful manner to provide quality programming, the Pacifica National Board Programming Committee recommends to the PNB that it direct each local station board to, by January 31, 2021, establish an open programming committee or programming oversight committee, or conform its existing committee to provide oversight stations programming, including but not limited to how programming needs are determined, how shows and programmers are selected, what programming agreements are made, how shows are scheduled and preempted, how programmers are educated and supported, how program success is measured, evaluated, how listener feedback is obtained and shared, how programming decisions are appealed, grieved, challenged, how programs are moved, extended, lengthened, and or removed, and requires that the interim general manager attend or arrange the participation of the interim program director at committee meetings that shall occur at least monthly. At least two board members must be members of the committee through volunteering or elections. Any person who attends the inaugural meeting or subsequently attends three consecutive committee meetings and signs the attendance sheet at each in-person meeting or identifies himself or herself to the chair or secretary at each virtual meeting becomes a voting member at the beginning of the third meeting. Anyone missing three consecutive committee meetings loses their membership at the end of the third meeting. That's the end.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
that sounds wonderful. I agree with it completely, because right now we really do not have any kind of instrument out there that speaks to these types of issues that are covered in this particular document. We don't have a mechanism that allows people who have shows to, you know, really like understand this process. They are really at the whim and will of whoever is making these decisions. Like, you don't know what the criteria is. You don't know too much of anything. You don't know if your show's being changed, being dropped, being moved. And oftentimes you don't learn this information until you are dropped, moved, or changed. There should be some sort of mechanism in place so that people who are putting on these shows and helping us run these stations and make sure that the stations are fair and airable to the general public have an opportunity to understand what's happening within their various shows, how their shows are working. You know what I'm saying? Get some feedback. Well, you need to change this. You need to do that. This can be improved. If you tweak this, this might work better over here. But right now, you like flying by your suit all by yourself. Anybody else have a comment?
So, Rowan, this is Thomas. I think it's actually excellent and would be probably at some stations sort of a immediate. I have a feeling it might be perceived as a challenge at our station for the program director and the general manager to have to articulate this stuff. Maybe they haven't done it in a long time, but it's a good. It's an excellent set of wishes. I would throw in somewhere the word transparency. I said this last time.
Yes, that's all part of this action so that people feel more comfortable with what's happening. You know, you're coming, you're giving your time, you're giving your service, and oftentimes people don't feel their worth within the way the process is running right now.
Yeah.
And we need to elevate that so that they too can become a part of the solution.
Yes, hear, hear. I agree.
I have a question about the mandate that you have at the end, participating for 3 sessions and then becoming a voting member. I'm not clear on that. Could you give some explanation as to why that's included?
Well, normally when they have these various committees within the stations, I know they have it at BAI and other stations as well, there's some sort of criteria in place that allows you for your participation as a member or as a guest or a visitor or whatever it is. So if you want to be a member of the committee, it says this is how you become that. You come on, you attend 3 meetings, and you can become a member of the committee. That's all they're saying.
This is Paulina.
How do you get people who may not have the same or equity, how do you avoid getting a committee filled with people with a specific agenda to fill up a programming committee with this ruling? And what would be the downside of that?
Well, I would hope that people who are working at the various stations would become involved in this solution process, because I'm sure many people would like to know how their programs are doing. This could be done this way, that could be done that way, you know. And the majority of the people, I am assuming, would come from the stations themselves to become part of this new engine to make things work within that station. Now, to control people's agenda or whatever it is their thoughts are, that's very hard to do, because most people do not know what an individual's agenda is. Some of people are going to be coming on so that they can figure out ways to save their shows. Some are going to come on so that they can figure out ways to improve their shows. Some are going to be coming on because they want to improve the whole station. In general, right now, we don't have very much in the ways of any type of evaluation process that is, known that would help anybody within this kind of framework. So we're trying to eliminate that process, and I'm sure quite a few people will come on to that just to be a part of this kind of process.
This
is Pauline. I have a question.
Go ahead.
Sarah, can I?
Go ahead.
All right. So some stations already have either a programming council or a programming committee. Would this motion suggest that that committee be reconstituted completely, if it exists, and if so, would this motion be replacing the work of a current functioning programming committee? Should there be such a thing in place at a station? I'm not sure I have that clear. That's the only pushback I see. You know, that's one of the areas of pushback that I see. And then I have another question after that. Can anybody answer?
The staff as well.
Well, I don't really see it as a total replacement or adding on to what you have, because some stations may or may not even have this type of a committee
right.
at all. And I don't know
sure.
if any station has this in place where it includes an evaluation piece so that people have more of an understanding of where their show stands in the process, what needs to be done to improve their show and other types of things like that. They don't know if somebody just, you know, sees me and likes me and wants to give me a program and I get a program. They don't have a sense of what the process is.
Oh, yeah, I agree completely.
This is something completely, it's similar and it's different, but it's giving you a mechanism to put things in place that says, this is how we're going to do this moving forward. This is what we're going to add in. This is what we expect. You know what I'm saying? I hope anyway.
Oh, no, it makes complete sense. Yeah. Basically, it's giving transparency to a process that now is in the hands of a program director that is not accountable to anybody but to the public, at least, right? Or to the program.
That is so true. That's so
yeah.
true because I have heard of program, people coming in and getting shows just because they like people. And I'm not saying there's something wrong with those programs or anything like that. All I'm saying is that there should be a legitimate mechanism in place.
Okay. Pauline,
what I'm asking is this. Would this motion create a new committee that would be somehow in conflict or competing with a possible, already constituted committee, right? So that's what I'm trying to clarify so that it doesn't, you see, so that in case, let's say, imagine, I think KPFK has just started. They have just convened for the first time in years, I think, previously defunct program oversight committee, okay? So those folks may have met, may have not met yet. Now, let's imagine this passes the PNB. This is now a mandate. How does that affect that committee? Should they join forces? Should they be separate committees? Should there be two different entities? Are we doubling? That's what I'm trying to understand.
Okay, Thomas, go ahead.
Well, I'd suggest, Paulina, that we simply in an amendment to this, my suggestion is one, throw in the word transparency and say it. You know, this justifies sort of a more inclusive station, etc. And just remind them of it, but also say this says open program committee or oversight. Make a statement. If it already exists, if a program committee already exists at the station, then this should sort of supplement their mission, kind of thing. In other words, this motion is meant to say that all of these topics are being sort of dealt with by the program or the program oversight committee. Okay. The third thing is regarding the last paragraph and the meetings at PFW. The program committee is open to anyone. I guess they have to be a listener member. I don't see why anyone would do it if they weren't a member. But they don't have to be an elected. They don't have to be on the LSB. So, in other words, it's an open committee of listener members, mm-hmm. and you become a voting member. Based on, and this is a good system. I've used it before. It ensures that people don't come in, for one vote or, you know, if that's what they wanted to try to sabotage, or just sort of fly by night, come in and not stick with it, and how they... So, you know, I think it's appropriate there, but I would suggest we add something about transparency and clarify what Paulina is saying could, you know, sort of willfully be misinterpreted. We should say this is not meant to, there should be one of station, not two competing stations or two competing committees, and this should be their charge, these kinds of issues. I'm done.
Okay, Thomas, you started out saying WBAI does not require that they have the LSC. Are you talking about WPFW?
No, I said PFW. I'm pretty sure PFW. The program committee people do not have to be LSB members, is what I'm saying. They can be you know, just volunteers for the program committee itself, and not even
members. Right, but must be.
Yes, I assume they must be members, yes. I don't know that we double-check, but generally, you know, people don't show up at these meetings unless they've, you know, usually are members or have a stake.
This
I mean,
Paulina,
unless they're looking to take over the network or something, but I suppose they'd probably pay their $25 a year dues just to be able to forestall any objection on that score. So I'm done. Thank you.
Yeah, it is required to be a member to be on a Pacifica committee. At KPFT, anyway, it is required. We do look and make sure that they are members.
All right.
I believe that if you do a certain amount of volunteer work, volunteer hours, you become a member. So I don't know.
That's right.
Become a member by volunteering for a committee, for instance. I'm not sure. I mean, everybody, I think everybody who volunteers, they end up donating anyways because people are, you know, that's just solidarity. I don't think anybody participates in committees and then not, you know, unless they're very, you know, unless they don't have the means, you know, unless their economic situation doesn't allow them, and then their volunteer hours should count for their membership. But I need to reread the bylaws about the number of hours that's required for,
I think it's three.
Yeah, so that literally means that if you come to a committee meeting for three, a couple of times, you have volunteered enough hours to be a member of the foundation.
Yes. I wanted to ask Lucille, did she catch the part that, what Thomas was talking about, some members, even LSB members, will suddenly come to a committee they have not been coming to just to make a vote on a single vote, and then they won't come again. So in order to stop that,
Nancy, that was a for instance that I assume rarely occurs. That's the reason for that rule at the bottom.
Yeah, Thomas, yeah.
That's all.
At KPFT, it happened a lot. That's why at KPFT, we are very much aware you have to come three times consecutively, and you can vote on the third time, because we got tired of LSB members just suddenly coming to a committee to do one vote on a particular motion, and then they would never come again. And we thought that was so insincere and disruptive. So that's why we make sure they have to take three committees attendance and be able to vote on the third one. And if they miss three consecutive meetings, then they no longer have voting rights. They'll have to start all over again. I would like to answer this part about Paulina's first question. I would really like to appeal to this any existing LSB programming committee that they look at this and what it doesn't have that they have, we'd like to know. And because we really would like to have those interested in the programming committees at their own station be a part of this as well. So if there's something that's not agreeable, I'd like to know from these committees. That's KPFK, WBFW. Is there any other station that has a programming committee? BAI?
BAI has a programming committee.
Okay, good.
This particular piece would be for all the stations. so that we'd be not necessarily having and doing the same thing, but we'd have something in common that works throughout our network. Right now, I think anybody can start a programming committee within their station, and it could be totally different. It talks about different issues and whatever. This brings everybody together, and we need some kind of togetherness right now.
If this is a mandated by the PNB, then it will have to be at each station. And there is there is an advantage of saying that you have to have a certain committee, because at KPFT, we could not even get the mandated one. We could not even get just to get together and talk about programming, because there's so much political desire to be in control. And if they don't have time and they don't want to do the work, then they don't want a committee. And that's what's happening at KPFT. Finally, I got the okay because of the last meeting. It was in such a uproar because it was the person who posted the LSB meeting did not allow the Zoom telephone number and the code to be printed and posted. So only people who had inside information could join and make a public comment. And it's unfortunate, but that it was nice in one way. It's one more count against that particular member, very troublesome member. He had no right to post our LSB meeting. He did it on his own and did not allow the public access information. So that's good. We got one more thing against that guy. It's just really nice. All right, but what I'm saying is if we have a mandated committee, then the station has a chance, who has never had a chance to do it, will be able to have it because it's mandated. And so I really would like these other programming committees that are on the other, these three, BAI, TFW, and KPFK, to look at this and join this one. And if they have some things that is not listed on this particular list, we might entertain putting them on because, you know, they've been at it and they've been doing other things. Maybe they've come across some good suggestions. About the evaluation of programming, that is on the PD's list, job description. He's in charge of that. And unfortunately, we've had at our station 6 years go by, no evaluation. Mm-hmm. And then now we've got I think 5 years now, no evaluation. So really, we need more volunteer power. That's what we need. We really do. Cannot... And if the PD and the GGM, we don't even have a PD now. If they don't do it, or they're too swamped with work, we need a programming committee to do that. And some managers, they think like, oh, this is a management committee. This is for recommendations to me, and I don't have to follow them. But you've got pressure when you've got a committee and you've got people of the public, you know, outside of the LSB. You know, managers get very familiar with the LSBs, and they feel like they can do whatever they want and not have to involve the LSB. And we've had a manager that told the LSB, oh, that duty of LSB duty, G, just forget about G. And ABCDFG, G means LSB must collaborate with management on making sure the programming is helping the community and is... you know, it's good, but we had a manager that told us not to just ignore it. I mean, he was telling the brand new board members. I mean, that's how bad it is. So when you have that kind of attitude, you need not enough oversight and not enough pressure here.
Right, and let me just say one other thing, because. This is not, you know, the committees that are already there, this particular piece is to enhance them and their abilities in terms of understanding what it is they need to do, a part of whatever it needs to be done, and to provide also oversight. And we need that desperately, because people need to know that there is fairness in the process. And right now, many of our programmers don't really feel that way. They don't feel that there's fairness in the process.
They don't feel that there's oversight. I know for many years at BAI, we have had trouble in terms of getting evaluations done. Our ED hasn't been evaluated. We're still working on that. So it's like been years, and this is supposed to be happening every so often. We don't know if the programmers have had any types of evaluations as well. I'm assuming not, because we haven't heard that they have been evaluated in any way. And it's kind of like if you're bringing money into it, then your evaluation as well, depending on how much you're bringing in. If you're not bringing in enough money, that's a poor evaluation. But it's no time that I don't think people are sitting down talking with the people and saying, well, this is, well, I've been looking at what's happening, and we see that there could be a room for growth over here. It could be this, and maybe if you add this, it's like you're like out there on your own, doing stuff on your own. And we need to be able to tune right in on that and help these committees be all that they can be, because without programming, without this stuff going well, the committees are not going to work. You know what? You understand what I'm saying? If the discussion is going to fall down if the stuff is not running in order.
Well, programming is our product, and if it's not good enough, what are we doing? Wasting our time.
Yeah, and if the people who are doing it feel like, you know, what am I doing? Am I wasting my time? That doesn't make it any better.
It contributes to morale failure.
I couldn't understand that.
I said it contributes to a poor morale when you don't.
Oh,
have
yes. Yes, because you know that's so true. Because within all of our stations, we're all in a financial crunch at this particular moment. And we need everyone to, like, work together to get out of this crunch. We need people to,
well,
you know.
I am very much in favor of the motion. Even if there are additions to it that the PNB Programming Committee, us, add to it, as we go forward, but I think it's very, very important as we start 2021.
A good point, Lucille.
Yeah.
Now, I do see some naiveness about this list because, for example, say that a whole bunch of programmers join this committee. Just say, or people that they ask to come and join and support their show. And so you've got a lot of people that will be, you know, representing staff. And the good point of the old mandate, which was never carried out, was that it said you had to have 30%, you know, one-third at least staff and one-third listeners and one-third of LSB, and so it kind of looked like it was going to be a balanced group, so it would stop all these people coming in that were just going to support the programmers and maybe the music programmers only or the public affairs programmers only. So there's always a fight there between the music and the public affairs, and it's at our station, it's always been like that. The music programmers have a fear that the public affairs are going to wipe them out, you know. and we have LSBs that become LSBs in order to protect the music shows. So,
mm-hmm.
Well, you know, how can, I mean, this plan does not show how you're going to have more balance there, or you're just welcoming any opinion that comes in that joins the committee. I think it needs it says listener feedback is obtained and shared. How? The programming committee could do their own surveys of the membership, because membership is more likely to comment in a private way rather than calling in. Very few members will call in and say, oh, I wish this show would do more of that topic, or I wish you would do more of this, and I don't like what such such. You know, they usually don't do, they're not that bold. But emails, yeah, we got a stack of emails or comments from was that Thomas and Lucille? Was it Lucille?
Mm-hmm. I was saying Thomas.
Go ahead.
That I think maybe a preamble to this motion is the vision of this committee that it be reflective of 30%, 30%, 30%. But it's opened up because I don't know that it's an issue yet in terms of the numbers and the diversity of the people that are part of the committee. But if we say that it is the intention of this committee that the program committees reflect the community, programmers and listeners, then I think the intent of what we want can be built on.
Okay. Yes, and also the CAB, they do surveys, and their job is to recommend recommendations. And the last CAB town hall, which was a year and a half ago, they had a lot of strong comments about programming. They said, why is it just one genre of music for 3 hours? Can't we mix it up with some other types of music in the 3 hour bracket? Most of our music shows at KPFG are 3 hours long. Not all of them, but most of them are. And so they say, why, you know, why can't you mix it? now, who was that? Was it Thomas?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm looking at the motion at the top, whereas. The second, whereas the Pacifica Foundation bylaws expressly require each local station board, and then it's in quotes, to work with station management to ensure that station policies and procedures for making programming decisions and for program evaluation are working in a fair, collaborative, respectful manner to provide quality programming. Why is that in quotes? Just wondering. And then I want to offer an amendment.
It's letter G, I think. Let me look up.
Letter G, okay, fine. All right, okay, that answers my question. So how about this as a supplemental whereas transparency in station and network operations is a desirable state of affairs because transparency helps foster programmer and community mutual trust and organic links that greatly enhance a community radio station and network's viability and value. Whereas the adoption of this motion across the Pacifica network and affiliates will help foster a public trust in Pacifica as a community-based radio network that seeks to inform audiences of progressive news, events, and trends around the country and the world. And then go into Pacifica National Board Programming Committee recommends that following.
Okay.
So I can send that. I can send this amendment if you if it sounds reasonable.
Yeah, that will save me time of listening and transcribing what you do.
All right, I'm gonna just cut and paste it and send it directly to Nancy right now. I'll send it to everyone right now. Okay.
This is Paulina.
Yes, Paulina, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I know, but you were going to say something. I can wait.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
Okay.
I will say, I was going to add the word, I like the word radical in there. I mean, I'd like us to be proud of being radical. And I don't want us to become like, you know, NPR. I'd like us to stay radical. I don't know how to put it in a nice way, but we're losing our radical bite. That's what we're losing. Go ahead, Paulina.
I recall that the National Board, I don't know if it was in 2015 or in 2017,
passed a motion regarding the way programs should be evaluated. And it was a motion that pertained directly to the program directors at the stations. Of course, I know KPFT doesn't have one at this time, but there is a motion already in place. It has not been rescinded. It's a motion that has been brought up at least at our local LSD several times when programming decisions are being questioned by either members of the board or the public. And maybe we need to review that motion that's in place right now to make sure that we're not. Well, here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking how to, because I think this motion is important, very important. How to make it pass and not get pushback it could be referred back to the committee if the national board, let's say, reviews it and compares it to the current motion and finds it in some kind of a conflict with the current motion, they might just refer it back to us and we'll have to take it up again, next year or whenever. I'm just thinking how to make this work as quickly as possible, because I agree completely with the sentiment of those who have spoken before me that it's that a culture of inclusivity and transparency be fostered as soon as possible to save Pacifica, right? That's exactly what we're trying to do. Now, just make sure that it works and it doesn't get bogged down or unnecessarily referred back to us to rework. Let's take a look at what the previous motion regarding these issues states and see if it's compatible. Right. If we're not presenting something that might just be difficult to reconcile, if we just work it out here in committee before presenting it, that would be best. But I don't have it right now at my fingertips. The motion that I'm talking about, let me look it up. I can find it in a few minutes and then forward it to everybody so we can study it, compare it to the motion that's being presented and see if anything needs to be reconciled.
Hello, Ralph here for the stacks for 1 minute.
Yes, Ralph, go ahead.
I'm going to have to get off for a minute for another program. I'll be back in about 10 minutes. All right?
Oh, okay. Good luck.
Thank okay, we'll miss you.
You're dealing with a great issue here that's been hanging for a long time. It's so good luck.
Okay, I believe last year the National Programming Committee did pass some motions regarding evaluations, if my memory is correct. I believe, because I remember Grace was announcing something, Grace Aaron was announcing something in the PMB. And I think Jim Dingman earlier this year sent us some things that were motions that were passed last year. And so I think, yeah, since we have a poor system of knowing what we have passed in the PMB, except by looking at the PMB minutes, which takes a long, long time, until we get everything, all the motions put in the list so we can find them, we'll be reinventing the wheel on some things, and that's not good to take up the PMB time to do the same things over and over. So, and then one programmer from WBAI, she just sent the Pacifica Fightback Group some suggestions about programming grievances. Mimi Rosenberg, I mean, it just arrived, I think, yesterday, and I haven't had a chance to really look at those, but she's been thinking about programming grievance too. I think we need to study and a little bit more and try to safeguard our plan. Put some details in there to safeguard. For example, at KPFT, we decided on an email for people to email their suggestions about programming, and it was going for several months. We did not receive a single email. And I asked the administrator, the computer administrator, how come we're not receiving anything? It was programming at kpft.org. And the administrator said, oh, they're being funneled to another place. I don't know. I'm not allowed to see where they're going. Why don't you ask the program director? He might know. And so we asked people to send some comments so that we could wait and see if we got it, and we never got it. So so little tricks like that. So we need
Nancy,
to have
Thomas,
yes, Thomas, go ahead.
A couple of things. One is everyone looked at their email, because you should have it. What I wrote, what I drafted, is in red ink. You can, you know, change it to black. In any case, that's one. Two, Paul, Nancy, I assume the last thing you sent, motion to expand the listserv, that looks like draft language. Was there an actual, you know, the motion as to when it was? Was this the... You said you were going to look for that. That was previously passed. Okay, that's a question. Another thing is, does anyone have access to general manager, program director, or just flat-out programmer evaluation forms that are used in their station? One for management program evaluation form, for general manager and or program director, and also for programmers themselves. We've been trying to locate at PFW. Let's put it this way. We're looking for every source we can for anyone would send it, and I want to thank Janine for sending all that stuff she did send on the KPFA news department, and I'm going to distribute it to our people as well. That was a question or a concern, and there was one more thing I forgot. Yes, if anyone can answer that, and you can send it to me directly if you have access to these evaluation instruments, because looks like everyone, it's an issue at their station. Ours, we have not done in. Our LSB has not evaluated our management in at least 4 years, as far as I know.
Okay,
and,
four times.
Moreover, no one seems to be able to locate the tool used to do it. So I'm going to solicit everyone to send me anything they can in terms of those. I appreciate it.
Okay,
all right.
Thomas, start with the job descriptions, because that you do have, right? Okay.
Oh, I understand you can write one up. I'm asking if someone has...
there is one. Pacifica job description of GM. There is one. And then a PD, Pacifica PD job description. Okay, I'll try to look it up and send it to you.
I know that. The program, the job descriptions. I'm just asking if there's something beyond that that has been developed by people, because I would love to see various iterations of that. Okay.
Okay. These are good questions, and let's keep these questions to before we go on the stream or in email form. So, but let's keep this precious time for programming. Okay. Thomas. Hello.
Yes.
Thomas?
Yes.
Okay.
So what about the amendments?
Amendments.
The amendment to the motion.
Oh, the motion. Which motion? Okay, this we're talking. We're on the Sharon's the programming LSB programming committee, and Paulina said we need to study a little bit more what has been passed and incorporate those things, or we don't want to reinvent the wheel. Anyway, we need to look at what has been passed, and maybe we add to this the good points.
Hi, Paulina.
Yes, Paulina, go ahead.
I'm looking at the email that Jim Dingman sent to us as committee, listing all the standing current resolutions still in effect. And, I would need a few minutes to study those. Maybe it would be, I have a suggestion. Perhaps, how do people on this committee feel right now if we were to read those out loud for everybody's general edification? As some say, it's a little bit long, you know, it's a few pages, maybe too much, I don't know. But I'm just thinking, how should we go about moving along? I was looking through these, and maybe I can just list them. That would take 30 seconds.
Point of clarification?
Sure.
Paulina, are you looking at, I'm looking at a Jim Dingman email from July 12th. Programming, CNB programming resolutions in play? Is that what you're looking at?
I'm looking at July 26th active resolutions from Jim.
Yeah.
Okay, I see it. All right.
These are the resolutions that were passed for the past few years by the CNB programming committee, and they... these are active policy motions, right? I'm not going to read them, the details, but there's a motion on surveys that is an active resolution. There is a motion on programming evaluation. There's a motion on skill surveys. There's a motion on video and audio streaming. Another one on QMs. Another one on blockchain programming. Another one on hybridization. And another one on local collaboration, and on Nielsen ratings, and podcasting, and finally, preemption during marathons, public events, not finally, sorry, technical needs, traffic management, and and let's see if there's anything else. Quite a few. And then, of course, there are a few that are listed as resolutions for the programming committee. I don't know what that means. Maybe we can clarify with Jim. Maybe that's something that they were working on prior to the constitution of this committee and not finished. I don't know. But I've listed so many already. And I don't think we have time to read all of them out loud. But we should all be familiar with these resolutions, and maybe our job also is to follow up on some of them, right, and to see if we still feel the same way as the previous committees, whether they need to be modified, etc., or whether they just need to be enforced. You know.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm thinking. You know, I wouldn't be ready to vote on this. I love Sharon's motion. I think it's absolutely marvelous. It's just we need to make sure that it's going to work, and it's not just going to, you know, either be blocked by the CNB or just not be adopted and then ignored. So that's where I stand. Unfortunately, I haven't done my homework in time for this particular meeting. Hopefully next time we meet, I and others will have done their homework in reading these things. And I'm also looking for the motion that I mentioned, which is, I think, probably the most important one to compare to what we're proposing here to make sure it's not in conflict, as I said. And sorry, I'm repeating myself. Let me go back to looking through my email.